the Business of Sex, written by Christina Curtin, September 23rd, 2019. Society is obsessed with sex. Who is having it with whom, how, where, why? I've had about enough. Not because I am a prude, let's be clear. I love joking about sex, discussing the importance of man girth after babies, or how no one ever talks about post-sex cleanup. Seriously, this is nasty. Or how you used to turn on Cinemax, aka Skinemax, as a preteen, even though your family didn't have the premium channels, you know, just for the hope that the static lines disappeared long enough to get a glimpse of some soft porn action. I know I'm not alone in this. Whatever it is, I'll talk about sex when it's relevant. But when sex isn't relevant and it's brought up in combos, it just grinds my beans. Okay, here is what I am talking about. I think insert person is gay. If a person is perceived to be potentially gay because of the way they dress or talk or act, etc., and they come up in conversation, it's inevitable that someone will say, I think she or he is gay. Why does that matter? We weren't talking about having sex with them, right? Or even their relationship? I swear I was 85% paying attention to the direction of the conversation, and I'm pretty sure we weren't talking about man sticks or meat curtains. How is who that person has sex with and is attracted to relevant? Did they hit on you? Show you their penis? Ask for insertion? No? Then why are we talking about it? I mean, if a seemingly straight person is mentioned in a combo, no one says, I think they are straight. That's just fucking weird. So why do you feel the need to bring up who a gay person is having sex with or who they love when we weren't talking about sex or relationships? Whatever hole you are using, it doesn't really matter to me. Two adults have the right to love whoever they want. Who you choose to have sex with or who you choose to love doesn't explicitly define who you are in my eyes. Of course, it's a part of who we all are. I get that. Being straight is a part of me and my story. But it gets my gibbles all chafes when someone says that line, I think they are gay. Thanks, Karen, for that piece of information I didn't ask for. Here's the thing. If you're going to mention someone's potential gayness in a convo, then you should mention straightness as well. Equal opportunity and all that jazz. Yeah, so my new boss, Mark, is really nice. He went to college at FSU and used to work at Publix. I think he is straight. That is a really fucking bizarre thing to say in a statement, right? Has no real purpose because Mark's sexuality doesn't apply to his credentials or the topic of introducing Mark to the person you are talking to. It's fucking stupid. It boils down to this. You can't help who your heart or your penis or your vagina tells you is your match, no matter what gender they are, what their occupation is, where they live or what they look like, or how they even act. I mean, I love Vince after all.